He likes starting with a song that just says "All Man," just screams it at the top at the top of his Baltimore lungs. Are they British?
I have no idea.
I never even knew these were. Okay, I know this song through the Listerine commercial.
Yeah, okay. So that's bizarre.
I'm watching the video for the first time. The guy looks like Freddie Mercury in the final stages of his AIDS infection. Not HIV, real AIDS. And he's got like makeup on like the Ultimate Warrior. And all I can think of is this shouldn't be a man. It should be a singing Listerine bottle. Haven't they seen the commercial?
This is surprising. Yeah, they are European.
I could tell. I can spot an uncut hog through many layers of clothing. Maybe that's my gift.
Embarrassingly, I had always assumed, like having lived in Baltimore, that this band was also from Baltimore.
Yeah, well, you know what? Your stereotypes and assumptions versus my foreskin eye. Foreskin eye is winning every time. Oh, let me fix the mic, by the way. It'd be nice if they did this before I got in. All right, folks. It is Papa's Basement. I am back. I am still John Papa Giorgio. We are not rocking out to the usual Gray Sky Eternal. It is instead Baltimore's Tarzan Boy. Because I feel like screaming. I feel like singing at the top of my lungs. I'm just so butch right now. Oh, my God. And then that he's cut into a shirtless photo. We need to kill this video. Oof. Man, that guy does not look straight, to put it politically. He does... Oh, yeah, it'd probably help if I started the broadcast. Ha 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 ha. And now we're airing this part of the broadcast. Lovely.
Okay.
Yeah, so they missed the whole Baltimore bit. Yeah, that's the teaser. Go to inpapasbasement.com and you can hear the beginning of this episode, which you should have heard had I been broadcasting this properly all at the right time, but I didn't. So again, inpapasbasement.com is the show's website. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined by Howard Flood across from me.
Pleasure to be back on the show. And in studio this time.
Yeah, just like Allison Frank, you will not show yourself on camera. So people are going to think I am an amazing ventriloquist and a complete sociopath.
This is going to work out really nicely, though, in the future if I just call in.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like Gwar. Like how, let's be honest, Dave Brocky in the ground for almost, 9 months now. But we could just put someone else in the makeup. No one would know.
I think they've already begun to do that at this
really?
Point, right? Haven't they? I mean, they had barbecue down in Richmond not too long ago, so.
Yeah, but I don't think they kind of dolled up someone.
Okay.
And said, hey, it's Dave, too. But we could do the same thing. I could just sit in the studio and have you call in. You're completely right. And be like, oh, it's Howard. Well, we said we're going to talk the Fappening.
Great. Let's get to it.
This is a subject I take very seriously. I have my notes. People at home just showed you on camera my list of notes because there's a lot I want to get to about this. For those that don't know the name, the Fappening, it's a portmanteau. Is that what we're looking for FAP, which is internet talk for masturbating. It's a very onomatopoeic thing as you're stroking up and down your shaft. Your balls are going FAP, FAP, FAP against your hand, right? I guess if you're doing it right, at least.
You know more about this subject than I.
Oh, right. I wrote the book on masturbation. What a creep I am.
Internet masturbation, to be precise. You are a pioneer in that field, I believe.
You're acting like I carved a hole in the side of a computer and put some Vaseline into a bag and then mounted my Dell circa 98.
I believe you do have some stories of looking at thumbnails in the 20th century in order to pick out the right one to download via dial-up.
Yeah, we could do that break till the cows come home. Anyone who precedes sweet, sweet broadband internet remembers having to pick what 2 to 3 photos you were going to download, again, based on thumbnail, because you only had that much time before you completed.
I can honestly say it was not worth it at that point for me. Like, if it was not immediate, I would lose interest. Where is the Playboy? Well, that was the question I would ask myself.
That was my sexual revolution going to college. And it wasn't because I touched a woman in college. Oh, by the way, let's keep these clean-ish.
All right.
No F-bombs and that stuff.
I've been trying so far.
Yeah, but it was because I got T3 internet with my own computer.
Oh, man.
And could just download all the hardcore 29-minute films. And
full disclosure, I was never on Napster. You could download porn with
LimeWire.
LimeWire was where porn was. All right.
Bear Share.
All right.
I could go.
Exactly. So
I made my point.
Along with
I know the subject.
Illegal music downloads, readily available porn.
All right. Let's get to the fappening. The kids on YouTube, they want to hear about Jennifer Lawrence and her perkies. They want to hear about Kate Upton, her big Germanic orbs. And we're going to give it to them. The fappening, portmanteau of happening and fap. You got it? And a lot of people otherwise just know of this as a lot of actresses had their nakey photos released online. And this all went down, I want to say, Sunday night.
It's kind of blown up, man. Yeah, it's definitely blown up.
Yeah, I thought that it was going to be a slow day because there was a holiday. And because of that, we didn't get the season finale of The Leftovers. And I was like, what am I going to do tonight? And then I got onto Twitter. And a couple of people mentioned, oh, it's horrible what's happening to this Jennifer Lawrence girl. She's got her nudes all over the internet. And, you know, I hand to my ear. I went, what say you? Jennifer Lawrence nudes. And let me put this out right now. I'm 33. I'm not 22. I didn't grow up like coveting Katniss.
Right.
Whatever the hell her name is. But as a man, she's famous as hell. If her nudes are out there, I want to take a gander. I mean, Jesus Christ, if they leaked, if they're like, here's a high-res nude of De Niro, circa Taxi Driver. You know, the you talking to me scene, except his dick's out. I'd take a look at that. And yeah. I'm all man, but who wouldn't want to see it?
Well, you did get to see Justin Verlander's package.
Oh, yeah, and these fappening photos.
Yeah.
Like, out of all the A-list celebs, what have we seen? Keitel's dick? You know what I mean? It's just curiosity, man. Yeah. I want to see it all. What the hell? Maybe I'm not going to whack it to that stuff. But so I go and I start browsing the internet. And a bunch of the tweets at first are especially guys who want to get out in front of it. A couple alternative comics and things like that. And they're like, oh, my God, so sexy. Photos that rob a woman of her dignity and privacy. It's get off your high horse. Touch your dick. Get to know it. It does good things for you if you treat it nicely. Stop pretending like you don't have one. Is it disgusting that their privacy was breached? Of course. I'm not saying that facetiously. It's like saying, is it sad when a Spanish galleon full of gold doubloons sinks to the bottom of the ocean, killing the whole crew? Of course that's a tragedy. It's not going to stop me from running out into the ocean and trying to grab some of that goddamn treasure, is it, Howard?
That's very true, and that's something we've seen time and time again where, you know, there's how many movie plots, how many people have gone out and tried to scour the bottom of the ocean for gold. This is pretty similar here. I mean, it's there.
It's found money.
Yeah.
If a truck full of beer jackknifes on the road, and then you make sure that the driver's safe and there's just beer on the road, do you go, oh, how disgusting, as people run up and grab a case? Or do you pop back a cold one and say, hey, Pandora's box is open. Bottoms up, boys. Because that's my view on it. Am I sharing it on my site? No. Am I telling you that you can look at the pictures by typing in Reddit, the fappening, and then going to the most recent threads because they've been shutting down the ones after that? So again, if you want to see these pornographic pictures, only click on the most recent threads. No, I'm not telling you to do that. That would be wrong.
But they're not shutting down the fappening itself.
No, the fappening, the Reddit group, they're called subreddits, that holds all the links to these photos, still somehow alive and well.
That's what surprised me, because I didn't look at these photos till we were doing prep for the show.
Yeah, and you're like, what is the show about? And I'm like, it's goddamn going to be about the fappening.
So I Googled it expecting that I'd have to go to some bizarre website in order to find what's left of it. No, it's
exactly.
Still there,
something,
man.
Something with ads for like erection pills all over the side.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, I accidentally clicked on a couple of the links, and it took me to, like, elitelesbians.com or something like that. I quickly closed that.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, the IMGUR, what is that?
Imgur.
Yeah.
Imgur, it's a site where you upload photos to share on Reddit for the most part.
That's legit. That's a legit site. I clicked on those links, and yeah, I was surprised at the quality of the photos, because I remember back in the day when Scarlett Johansson had her phone hacked.
Boring.
Those were terrible photos. Like, she just doesn't know how to work a camera. I lost respect for her. Based on her inability to take,
really.
Yeah, it's just like, I thought you've been in modeling before. So when you told me that Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton were in there, I was like, let's see if they actually know how to take a picture.
Well,
they do.
It reads like a who's
confirmed.
Who. Yeah. So
very I, well.
Yeah, I went into a bit of a K-hole, shall we say. It was like I learned about this at 7 p.m. on Sunday. At about 2 a.m., I woke up with a Rip Van Winkle beard and my hand just claw, like a monkey's claw that you'd make wishes on, a severed monkey's hand, just mangled and warped and tightened. I was like, where did time go? What happened? Who am I? That's like a werewolf, really, after transformation. I had human flesh in my tummy, and I'm like, how did this get there?
Was your chest covered in splooge just like Kate Upton's back?
It wasn't that impressive.
All right.
That really looks like Mr. Ed got jacked off onto her back. Whoever did that, Peter North tips his hat to you, sir. It was quite the load in one of the many photos. So the whole thing with the Fappening, it's a bunch of celebs. I mean a bunch, man. From the last couple of years, the big ones, the huge one was Jennifer Lawrence. Kate Upton not far behind. I actually felt bad for Kate Upton. This is going to sound weird. I felt bad for Kate Upton because the entire story for most of the internet was, oh my God, Jennifer Lawrence nude. Kate Upton has to be like, what am I, chopped liver? I got way bigger tits. What gives?
It's all the pictures leaked of her with Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
I'm saying not a lot of people are going to be like, great, I just saw a penis. We're still in that country. Yes, Michael Sam came out and is like an openly gay NFL player.
Well, I'm sorry.
But we're still not a country where like we're allowed to see Justin Verlander's penis.
I was not happy to see Justin Verlander's penis. I was flipping through the Kate Upton photos, junk in hand, and a couple are just Justin Verlander holding his hog. And I'm like, I was for a split second gay right there. I had my penis in my hand looking at a man playing with his erect penis.
But he's famous, man. Come on.
That makes it less gay. I'll give you that. No, the gayest thing I did this weekend was watch Paris is Burning start to finish. Find that on Netflix. Find that on Netflix and then see if you can look me in the eye. So we had J-Law. We had Kate Upton, who that new singer. I sound so goddamn old. That new singer, that Ariana Grande, whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah, so I couldn't find like pictures confirming that it's her.
It is.
Okay.
That's the best part when the perverts come out of the woodwork on these things. And every chick is like, ha ha ha, guys, nice try, but that's not me. And then the masturbators over at 4chan will just post photos where it's like, actually, and you'll see little circles on moles comparing to like public photos of them, like a mole on an arm, a bracelet they were wearing in one shot. It's like, that's her.
Yeah, the one with her was confirmed by the presence of a cat, which I find weird.
I thought for her it was a bracelet.
Yeah, okay.
She had like some little string bracelet on. I'm trying to think who the hell's in the mix. I think one's Olivia Munn, just taking a donging and a half. Kirsten Dunst, who the hell let her in? That's how I feel. Not bad up top, though. I mean, you know, you've seen the original Spider-Man. She's got a little something in the ta department. So what the hell? Let her in on the party. I'm trying to, God, there's a couple Nickelodeon stars.
You were pretty excited about
the blonde chick from Chuck. What the hell?
What about the girl from Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
You were pretty excited about that.
That was my secret shame, that one. Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey Plaza is a girl that my girlfriend and I watch Parks and Rec all the time. She was in, some sort of time machine movie with one of the guys from The League. I forget what the hell it was called. We watched that together. She did a Worlds of Warcraft ad, or World of Warcraft. I don't know what it's called. Something about her always rubbed me the wrong way. I just always found her a one note. She's deadpan, and she can deliver a line while rolling her eyes. And I never found her anything but that. So she kind of annoyed me a little bit. But that girl can take a naked picture. Not much in the jug department. But my God, Aubrey Plaza can show off that box.
This is why you can't judge celebrities just based on the things that you've seen them do in public. I mean, this is apparently your thing. Who knew that if you guys had just happened to go to high school together or have met in college, like, this might have been someone you could have gotten along with.
Oh, me and Aubrey?
Yeah.
I mean, again, she's packing one hell of a nice vag, so that would have been an ideal situation, Howard. It is lovely. Yeah, it was. This is going to sound very weird and either sad or hilarious or both. I felt like I was regaining my innocence looking at these photos and this childlike excitement about a nude celebrity. I don't know about you. When were you last psyched that a celebrity was naked, dude? When? I had to be like 12 stealing Playboys from CVS and being like, oh my God, these are Stephanie Seymour's actual tits. They're not covered up by Victoria's Secret for once. Holy Christ. Like, maybe that's the last time I gave a crap to see a celeb nude. It's been years.
Yeah, man, I'm not. I don't have a frame of reference that I can compare to, because
You started masturbating at 26, I know.
Nah, but I mean, like, that's primarily what I probably look to. I'm like, oh, celebs and Playboy. That's probably, like, the only thing I've ever really been willing to pick up a Playboy for.
Okay, so you're saying the majority of your spanking, as is to celebs.
I wouldn't say the majority, but
okay,
I would say that's, like, a priority of, like, oh, yeah, cool, bam.
I've worked with a bunch of dudes, like, in the radio industry. I'm not going to name any names. A couple of guys who were just really into famous girls, and they were younger than me. And I was like, that's so goddamn adorable. Look at the way he covets those celebs still. Talking about how Julia Roberts is pretty after all these. You know what I mean? I wanted to pinch the guy's cheeks because I'm like, don't you just look at hardcore porn like Gianna Michaels or something like that? Like, you know. Asa Akira, or whatever the hell her name is. Asia Akira. I don't know. Tori Black. These are actual chicks who are built and make a living performing the act of sex on camera. Or I look at amateurs. I'm a real fiend for an amateur. But to see a celeb in her Oscar gown does beyond zero to me. And I'll go as far... say this much, if the fappening confirmed any one belief of mine, is that the average celeb is just really, really, like, petite and well, you know, well maintained. They're not otherworldly in terms of their beauty. They put some effort into it. There's good lights.
I have to say, I did check out the one, there was one photo of Hope Solo.
Yeah, she's got a nice fat ass.
Isn't that great?
I was a fan of that. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
She's a psychopath, and I forget who's the wife beater that she's married to now.
Oh, I can't remember.
Some athlete. I forget.
I'll say this, though. Like, I wanted to check out her photo in comparison because she's an athlete. So.
Yeah, she's got one hell of a chiseled dumper.
She's muscular.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about the ass. Like, her back was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
When you bang that, it bangs back.
But no, like, there's a difference between being muscular and then, you know, some of the folks who just end up on photo shoots for the most part where their requirements are eat as little as possible. You just have to, like, not have body fat. It doesn't matter if it's toned.
And
or
it's
not.
Funny, one of the girls in all this, Kate Upton, here's my feminist moment where I stick up for you ladies. More than one person saw her and was like, look, she's sloppy. Look at that tummy. And I'm sorry. If you want tits the size of four-month-olds, I don't know. Wait, how big are they at 4 months? They could be like chipmunk fetuses of that. How big? If you want tits the size of a cantaloupe. Let's go with a metaphor someone will process. Yeah. You're going to get a little tummy with it. I'm sorry. You deal with it. She's hot as hell. Just toss her missionary. Good Christ. You don't have to 69 her every 2 seconds and bitch about, yeah, the 1 inch of sausage gut she has. She was hot as hell. I love it. Her photos are dirty.
Yeah, no, I think, and honestly, it's obviously an invasion of privacy. I feel like her and Jennifer Lawrence are probably the celebrities potentially most comfortable with what's happened because they are accustomed to photo shoots, lots of people, seeing them naked professionally.
I don't think anyone's comfortable with it.
Well, no, what, being naked on a photo shoot set?
Yeah, I don't think any of those chicks have done real naked stuff. Maybe Upton did, like, you know, paint on
not necessarily tits. Getting pictures taken while they're naked, but you're naked at these photo shoots. When you're doing changes, like, there are people walking
I don't know
around.
What wrestling photos you took as a kid, but...
Do you know how Sports Illustrated... Like, you've see, this is what I'm talking about with, Jennifer... like, looking at celebrity stuff versus looking at, like, porn that you're accustomed to. I've watched behind the scenes videos
in, I know,
for
it's like
SI.
Pulled out or jugs a bit, but like these are D in Beaver. That was me abbreviating and then not abbreviating halfway through. I was going to say D and V. You know, Kate Upton has footage of her getting plowed, man. There's a big difference.
Well, that one, all right, that's different.
Yeah.
I'm saying the rest of it. That one's probably like hanging on her in particular.
Like her actual jugs out, I get it. Like she's playfully kind of just had her arm across him and stuff like that. And yeah, yeah, some guys on set, I'm assuming, unless she has the quickest forearm in the West, have seen her areolas. And Jennifer Lawrence, I guess someone's seen her naked to put on the Mystique makeup. I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm saying it's just, it goes with the job description of what they're accustomed to as far as people seeing some of this, although getting plowed is not really part of that. So I'll set that part aside. But the rest of it, I think that's not really going to bother them as much as just the idea of being hacked. So, and that, I don't know, maybe that brings up the point about the iCloud. Like, is this a place for anyone, whether they're a public figure or a private person, to store nude photos of themselves?
Well, they're sticking up for themselves. Apple has stated they had no security breaches. They believe that here's the scoop that you're going to learn from Papa's Basement and really nowhere else. Because I took the time. I read the Playboy for the articles after I ejaculated looking at these Reddit threads.
Okay.
I then read the posts that were not nude photographs.
Okay.
And Apple maintains there was no large breach of iCloud. They really think it was people who just did their research on these people, found the email addresses they probably registered the accounts to, figured out what the security questions were, got passwords, that sort of old-fashioned creep manner.
Okay.
And yeah, what one theory, at least on Reddit, is, and I think it's a, I don't want to say confirmed, but it's up there. There has been on 4chan and kind of like in the deep net in general. Like we have the whole happy internet that even I don't really go beyond. You know, your sportsillustrated.com, you watch your HBO Go.
Right.
You look at some regular porno, you call it a night. There's the whole deep net where like you can get bags of weed and human slaves.
Assassins.
Yeah, I was just going to say, have your wife murdered so you can enjoy your weed and human slaves. And on the deep net, there was a group that dealt in celebrity nudes. They would hack these celebs, take the photos, and then to buy into the group that got to see these photos, you kind of had to come with your own new photos.
Oh, interesting.
So it'd be like, hey, I really want to see Kate Upton's tits. I've got Aubrey Plaza showing her little half-Cuban vag.
Potentially, whoever leaked these photos from this group may now be the target of a hit because they've ruined the club.
Oh, Christ. No, yeah, yeah. Oh, the boys' club is ruined. Yeah, what they're saying is near the end, they probably started letting people buy in using Bitcoins, like several thousand bucks. And someone probably just went there and was like, what do I care that I paid $5,000, $10,000? You know, like I make $200,000 a year. Here's everyone. Here are tits. Here are celeb tits. Enjoy. Like Oprah. Everybody gets a tit.
Yeah.
And
a great egalitarian.
Yeah. And so what happened was the people whose tit photos had been sent, or like 80% of them had been released, they're like, some of them at least said, screw it, here's the rest, enjoy, kids. My currency, my hard work is now worth nothing.
Right.
So what the hell. And that is why you're seeing a lot of thumbnails that are put on the net showing a ton more nudes of these chicks that haven't been released. Because those guys were like, well, my set that I stole, no one's put that one out, and goddamn, I'm holding on to it. Similarly, it's why you're not really seeing, outside of the one movie of Kate Upton getting railed, it's why you're not seeing movies, allegedly, because those are like a whole other set of currency.
Oh, I see.
Like, those are the real creme de la creme.
Hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of because the news will not get into it in this depth. You know what I mean? Brian Williams cannot do 28 minutes on internet masturbation. So that is why you're seeing a bunch of leaks that are censored J-Law nudes and stuff like that. And the uncut ones have not been put out because some of the guys, they think, who have these, it's just one dude or two dudes. And they're like, hey man, here's a taste of what you're not seeing. Mm. We still got a little something you don't, kiddies.
Wow. So they're, this could be the target of a much larger investigation than into this deep net that you're describing.
Oh, the FBI. Trust me, the FBI does not smile upon actresses having their tits exposed to the world. Which, and again, look, man, this is a bad thing to do to a person. Am I wicked because I clicked so many times on this? So many times on this. Yeah, to some extent. What am I going to do? It was put out there. I am not made of stone. Those watching me right now can testify that. I've got ample bosoms.
Well, I mean, let's expand this conversation. Why are we just talking about porn? I mean, recently there was the beheaded journalist.
Yeah.
That was aired on video. I haven't watched it. I don't know if you did.
Which one? Foley or the new guy, the Jewish
dude?
The
recent one.
What's his name? Sokolov, something like that.
I actually have gone out of my way not to follow this story because I think the family requested that people not, right?
I listened to radio. Okay. So, you know, it was on NPR.
I remember what, like 2002 was the first guy who got beheaded and then they aired the video?
Daniel Pearl.
That was horrible. I watched that at work, believe it or not. Like they were showing it in the office and some guys were like, hey, did you want to come over here or did you want to leave the room? And I was like, I'm not going to leave the room.
Oh, so you mean the surreptitious way some of us watch March Madness at work? These guys were watching a beheading video.
I worked at a body shop, okay?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Dude, my last 6 months at my one desk job, from 3 to 5, it was John watches Larry Sanders on YouTube. Time. You
know? But yeah, I immediately regretted like watching this video
back
in
2002. I watched that one a bunch. I didn't really go out of the way to see the Foley one. I forget who the new guy is. I think they just put out that he was like a dual American-Israeli citizen. As soon as I heard that part, it's like, I'm going to go on a limb and say ISIS wasn't really inclined to let that guy walk.
You know, but the problem is, like, the hit count is now being watched. That's something that is fueling terrorism. It really is, because that's the sort of thing where people want to know, how many views is this beheading getting? So, like, to watch it is to actually contribute to the problem. That is very clear to me. I haven't really had much time to respond to the fappening and whether these hits that are now going is actually encouraging people to download celebrity pictures. Quite the contrary, I think it's actually going to undercut this deep net that you're talking about, where people have been doing this for a while and just haven't been sharing the photos outside their little circle of people who are paying for it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think people need their arms twisted to go look at a famous chick's tits.
Yeah.
I'll look at a non-famous chick's tits without much effort, you know? Hell, if you want to lift your shirt right now, I'm not stopping. But I don't know, man. It is a little shady. It's not a little shady. It's a lot shady. All I can say is, if you're a dude, just look at it. Just look at it and then feel bad about yourself later. Like any other piece of pornography. Just come and feel horrible. That's life in general. That's my autobiography tale. That's the title. John Papagiorgio comes and feels awful. Have you ever come and not felt awful?
Sometimes.
It's rare. It doesn't feel right, does it?
Oh, you're talking about like while masturbating, right?
Just in general in life.
Really?
Yeah. When do you not come and you're just like, what am I doing? It's like just such a cause immediately for a reevaluation of your entire surroundings and everything in your life that led you up to that point.
Yeah, you should get that checked out, man. Like, that really isn't what it's supposed to feel like, I don't think.
Oh, no. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. I just come. I stalk off to the bathroom. I wipe off. I'm like, what are you doing? Go back to school.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's it. Just don't do it. If you are hacking, don't do it. It's evil, man. That's people's privacy.
And yet, like, once the fruits of such ill-gotten gains are released on the web,
what you gonna do?
Yeah? Okay.
Like I said, they rob a bank, they shoot the guard dead, and then they throw the bag of money, dead president style, just up in the air. You're not gonna grab $100?
It's pretty hard not to take some of that untracked, untraceable money.
Did you really do anything that evil? No. Let's be honest. Well, I don't know. We've talked the fappening. You just saw the photos now. How are you concentrating?
What's that? I mean,
I would make an excuse to leave. I would just be like, John, I have a hell of a tummy ache. Gotta go home early.
I mean, I guess, well, I'll ask you that. Like, you don't just undress celebrities in your mind anyway after seeing them a few times?
Never. Like, when people talk about undressing women with their eyes, and I'm not saying this like a saint. I think I just have zero imagination. I don't know if I've ever done it in my life.
Okay.
I just can't process it. I'm like, I like seeing her ass through whatever.
I mean, Kate Upham's body was not a surprise. I could guess.
Yeah, but never once have I mentally put nipples on what I've seen of hers. I'm just like, I would like to see it. And there's been like wet t-shirt pictures of her before. So you've pretty much seen everything. And it's just, it's over in 2 seconds. It's just a curiosity.
I was surprised by the, Jennifer Lawrence. I didn't realize that's what she looked like naked. So
she was a little sexier than I gave her credit. Yeah. I really wasn't that big a fan. I know a lot of guys are obsessed with her and think she's like the sex kitten of this era. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't see it. I don't even think she has the best dome piece, much less body. But you know what? She just looked like she's down for a plowing. The one of her and her panties just wind between her tits. That's like something a Viking wants to come home to. You know, you lopped off a head or two and...
I had mistakenly assumed that she didn't have much of an ass. I was proven wrong. Definitely proven wrong.
Good white girl ass. Tasteful. Sorry, I'm looking at the phone to see how much time we got. That's what you do right in the middle. You bring everything to a crashing halt. You mispronounce words. I've been doing that rampantly. You know what? We can change topics and we can actually mash both of my episodes together so that we only have the football show after this.
All right, cool.
And then you and I can parade around town.
Yeah, I need to eat something before we head over and have our evening meeting.
Yeah. But you can also go and masturbate if you want.
I'm good, homie.
All right. We can talk about why I missed like a week of shows, other than the fact I've quit on everything and expect nothing to ever go right for me. But I was actually out of town with the girlfriend, and I did Vegas for 3 days and Denver for 3 days, or 2.5 and 2.5. It was kind of rushed.
Yeah, that's
not gonna lie.
It's probably enough time for Vegas, but Denver, you need, I'd say, at least 3-4 full days.
I could have done a lot of time in Denver.
Yeah.
And Vegas is weird with a girlfriend, my friend.
I've actually done that before.
Really?
Yeah,
how many times have you been there?
How many times have I been to Vegas? I'd say at least 4 times.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah.
But one time I went after I took the bar exam with my ex. So...
Your ex...
We were dating at the time.
Your ex could have ruined VE Day.
No, you're talking... Different one.
Oh, the first ex.
Yeah.
She's okay. I don't mind that ex so much.
That was a fun trip to Vegas.
Yeah.
We did have fun. Stayed at like the Trump Hotel, which was a little bit off strip, but you could still walk to the
Wynn. I watched your Trump Hotel from my view at the Wynn Hotel.
Yes. Which... I spent much time at that Wynn that trip.
Yeah. The Wynn was amazing. It's like the only 5-star hotel I think I've ever stayed at. Maybe I've done 4 seasons before.
It's affordable.
Dude, it was $130.
Yeah.
For off nights, $130. That's what I pay to have sex next to Dulles Airport.
Like
a goddamn business hotel. So I can get room service from the TGI Fridays
right.
In the goddamn lobby. No, it's amazingly affordable.
They got a Wolfgang Puck, a pretty casual type restaurant, I think, at the Wynn. That, at least the last time I was there, that was a vivid memory of mine. That was pretty delicious.
Yeah, it's for those that haven't done Vegas and they're wondering what the hell's going on with that city, it's almost like a mall. Every casino is a mall and casino and hotel. Really, when staying at the Wynn, we didn't leave much because this might shock you. My very blonde and blue girlfriend of Nordic ancestry cannot handle the heat so well. So, I'm Greek. So I discovered like a duck to water. That stuff doesn't really bug me. But it wasn't so big a hit with her. So we didn't even leave the Wynn that much. But inside the Wynn, you could avail yourself of, is it Givenchy? However you pronounce it. Some really high-end thing. There's a Ferrari dealership.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what the hell else. You had to go down the strip some to find the Kate Spade store. That was like the toilet in the Bellagio. Or wasn't the Bellagio. It was...
The Venetian?
It was the Venetian's sister, the Palazzo.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of very expensive stores in this. I guess in theory, to make you think you can win big,
It's more the opposite, where people are getting looser with money at the table.
Ah.
So as they're gambling, they're like, I just lost $1,000 and I have nothing to show for it. I'm going to go get a handbag. I think that's more of the looseness that comes with your purse.
I don't hate that logic whatsoever.
Yeah. No, it works. I mean, I've bought things there that I would never buy at a normal mall. So
I pissed away like 100 at the slots like a girl, because my chick was addicted to video slots, especially this one game called... It would just scream, Buffalo, every couple of minutes.
Do you know how to play slots?
Yeah, you put money in, you pull an arm.
Yeah,
it's not rocket
that's
surgery.
Wrong. It actually is.
What?
There's a methodology. See, you don't understand the thought process and design that actually goes into Vegas. One of the ways that you make money...
Yeah, it's called, F you, give me your money, leave my city.
But if you're going to play slots, and listen up, people, because if you go to Vegas or any place with slot machines, this is how you do it. You play... During the times that people are eating meals, particularly dinner, because people tend to drink at dinner. And what you do is you place slot machines near a place that people eat. Because the goal is for the casino to have you winning on a machine that's visible from a walkway. Because if you're winning on a machine in the walkway, people are going to want to play other machines near you. And that's why end caps and machines near walkways tend to pay out at a slightly higher percentage. Especially during dinner.
Well, then.
Last time I was in Vegas, I won $200 off of a slot machine.
Yeah,
I lost 50, but...
that is about the exact ratio my girlfriend won and lost money.
And so then I lost $400 playing blackjack. Like, this is the thing.
Okay.
Like, if you just want to hang out and play slots, you can sort of make money. Not really. It's not going to pay for your hotel room, probably, in all likelihood. Some people win jackpots,
break even.
But...
Like, I just want to pull that stupid arm for 5 hours... And be down $10. That's all I'm asking.
So you got to like know when to play.
Really? Dinner time.
Know when and which machines. Because there are some that pay out better. And there are certain times of day they pay out better. So you just got to know the high traffic times. If there's a bunch of people walking around that hotel, you better find a way to get on a good machine. And a good machine is one that's visible for on the...
I really wish I knew that. Because these were the highlights of Vegas to me.
Sorry.
No, go on.
Just you're a smart guy, but you definitely underestimated the cunning that went into the design of a casino. Like,
yes and no. I kind of just went, I'm going to lose my money to you. Let here. Like, I just realized gambling will be a loss. I'm not so dumb. I think I'm going to come out ahead gambling. So I'm just like, look, I'm going to lose $60 playing slots. Let's get on with it.
Come on, man. That's not how you play the game. You do the best you can with what you got.
Okay. Well, let me give you the highlights of Vegas to me.
All right.
I ate at In-N-Out not once, but twice.
Did you get a monster style?
I did.
All right.
I finally remembered to get monster style. Animal style.
So, animal, excuse me.
Animal.
It's been a couple years since I've had In-N-Out burger animal style.
Frankly, a tad overrated, the animal style. It was okay. What they did to the fries, just dumping American cheese on them, not particularly creative. In fact, their fries in general, I realize this is anathema. And I'm not saying In-N-Out isn't good. Not the best. Their fries are meh. Very meh to me.
What would you rather eat? In-N-Out or Five Guys?
Well, if I had both, because I think that's the real question. If I had both and I was doing a burger, because I'm cheap, I'd go with In-N-Out. And because it isn't just a wall of beef, I'd probably go with In-N-Out. In terms of raw flavor, I think Five Guys might be a touch better.
I think it's a push on flavor, but I'll take In-N-Out over Five Guys because of price as well as, you know, it adds something distinct, whereas there's nothing about a Five Guys burger that makes it distinct other than the aftertaste of cardboard. Like, the beef is the blandest I've ever had.
Granted, I know you're not a fan, but you once said the only thing good about these burgers is the toppings, and that always stuck with me. You made a case for them having the best toppings on earth, and I'll agree.
That's the only reason I still eat at Five Guys when people suggest it. Because, where can I get fresh jalapenos on a burger? It's one of the few places, fast food.
Oh, so. I really brother it up. I'm just fried onions and barbecue sauce. You kidding me? No mayo touches my Five Guys burger.
I also don't feel like crap when I eat Five Guys. Not like when I eat McDonald's, I feel terrible. I just have that like pink slime crash.
It's disgusting.
It's horrible. So I'll give Five Guys that.
You're
hungry, use real ground
you're
beef.
Hungry an hour later, but you also feel sick in the stomach.
it's
a lovely
horrible.
Combination.
It's horrible.
It's like being smashed in the testicles while you're being masturbated.
But to the people on the West Coast, you're going to be offended, some of you. Hopefully, there's some that got my back on this. I would rather eat at Carl's Jr. / Hardee's.
Oh, you're a dunce.
Than either of those two other places.
You're a damn dunce. That was disgusting. You ruined everything good.
You're welcome.
All right. So I have my two trips to In-N-Out. As long as I get there at least once, whenever I'm out west, I consider it a success. So two is awesome. I got a pretty good BJ while looking out the view from the Wynn, and I came all over the five-star floor.
Wonderful.
And I realized being rich and being powerful means getting blowjobs in awesome places. Like Richard Branson, you know how many times that man has had his dick sucked, like in a Concorde or like hanging from the Eiffel Tower?
Or from the top of a skyscraper, which he owns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. As a blimp goes by saying the world is yours. That's that really, to me, I ejaculated while looking at several choppers going through a sky and down at the Vegas Strip. I was like, this is opulence. Mm. If the vacation ended right there, I'd have a pretty good story. I did the Peppermill, one of those Vegas institutions. Again, if you visit the city, there's a bunch of places while they've raised a bunch of the Strip. And there's very few of the old casinos that the Rat Pack used to, you know, gray rape chicks in. One of the few places left, there used to be Carlucci's, an Italian restaurant that was famed for its mobsters, next to the Liberace Museum. Where else is going to have a Liberace Museum? Come on. So that even got shut down. The Peppermill is like one of the only old famous places left. We went there. My chick hated it. The waitresses have little blue dresses up to their navels there. So I loved it. It's like all the chicks who are tired of being showgirls are now just waitresses at the Peppermill.
Mm.
It, five-star review there.
All right. Good to know. I've never known the backstory behind that place, so thank you.
Yeah.
I probably do need to check that out.
It's
sometime.
Waitresses that wear nothing. That's
but they've been doing it for a half century, so that makes it okay.
No, I mean, some are just like, it looks like showgirls' daughters. You know what I mean? Like, they're kind of gangly and awkward, but they, right. they're like 6 foot with like five of it being leg. And wearing, again, like these nothing dresses. So it's pretty baller. Other than that, God, what did I do? We went to a sex shop right next to some sex museum. And it had a strip club that we certainly didn't go to.
That's a fail.
Despite me strongly hinting I'd enjoy the experience. And she just went, no. Fail. And I went, okay then.
Have you been to a Vegas strip club before?
Oh, Howard. Yes, I have. You can...
Let's Is that where the story ends?
It was a good time.
All right.
it's the one time I've ever gone into a club and walked out in broad daylight. Let's put it that way. I went to the Hustler Club at maybe 11 p.m. on a Tuesday and came out 6:30 a.m. on a Wednesday.
I have a friend who will go unnamed, so the anonymity makes it possible for me to disclose the story. Once dropped 2,600. You don't know this person, but...
Wow.
Once dropped 2,600 at a Vegas strip club.
Wow. I thought I was a mark dropping 100.
No, like this guy actually, their two bouncers stood over him while he like signed some paperwork in order to like authorize the credit card and not have it be something he could call his company later to rescind. So,
like, wow.
They went very, very far into this.
Oh, Vegas strip clubs are a blast. I figured it could be even better with the chick if she was getting a little wild with it, but she didn't so much.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's probably not a good scene if she's going to show up not open to the experience. I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was happy. I got my dick touched some. What are you going to do?
That's Vegas.
Yeah.
That's part of the joy. So
there's
good for
lot,
you, man.
A lot of crappy slot gambling, which I didn't do this time. The first time there, it was all about a lot of high-end food, catching some shows.
Are we going to check out the Baltimore casino in the Inner Harbor sometime soon? We should check that out, man.
You don't have to tell me twice.
All right. Cool.
Oh, man. From Vegas, though, we went to Denver. Denver, I think, was picked by my chick, who may or may not really like marijuana, for the fact that it has the whole free, well, not free, but legal weed at the very least. And Arena. If you remember our former co-hostess, Arena, who would bump in on the show every so often, she used to never shut up about how much she loved Denver, right?
Doesn't she live there now?
No, she apparently lives in Idaho.
Oh, okay.
Because I asked her to secure some weed when we arrived so my girlfriend could enjoy it. And she was like, I live in Idaho now.
Okay.
Cannot do that. But long story short, regarding Denver, It's lovely. And I wanted to hate it because Arena loved it. And I wanted to hate it because I just view it as this legal pot mecca for little stoners to run to. But God help me. There's like no traffic cameras. There's no red light cameras. It's not muggy. The food's amazing. It's nothing but a bunch of laid back hipsters. It's like Richmond without crime.
All
the bad element is shoved into a certain area.
And there's a lot of variety between communities where there's a lot of fun, man. Because when I've spent a solid month and a half of my life in the greater Denver area.
Yeah, and you disclosed that to me. You've logged Christ knows how much time over there. Like, you've got family, you said. You're there, and then, like, 10 different times or something like that?
Yeah, I went a bunch as a kid to visit family. And then a few years ago, I helped a friend who moved to Boulder. So I stayed over in Longmont, technically, for about 3 weeks. And yeah, Longmont is a community that's not too far from the heart of the city. It's halfway, I guess, between Boulder and Fort Collins. Fort Collins is up on the Wyoming border. Mm-hmm. I love Fort Collins. I got some family up there. That's a great place. And Boulder is obviously kind of the stoner mecca. It always has been, even before they legalized it. I did not know that. It was a great place for upper middle class kids to basically live out of dumpsters. I mean, that's kind of the reputation it always had. So. Wow. It's extremely expensive, but you can't walk down the street without running into like 7 people who haven't taken a shower in 3 months. So,
well, that sounds like hell on earth.
But the cool thing about that part of the world is that there's variations from community to community. Everybody kind of has this like joy of like that envelops their life being in that area. And yet you don't have to deal with Boulder if you don't want to. You can live in, say, like Longmont. I think Longmont is where Sawtooth has their brewery. So I hung out at their brew pub a couple times. That was freaking phenomenal. Even though, like, I would show up at 5 o'clock and it was just a bunch of old, sorry drunks. Because that's the other thing about Colorado. You don't really go to bars, see? There's a lot of sorry ass drunks out in that town, man.
No, I really just went to restaurants, and all I can say is every restaurant seemed to have a token sexy ginger.
Oh, yeah.
So I would move based on that alone.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, because, yeah, my dad is white, so there's definitely a lot of white folk of his stock, like, living in that part of the world, so I think that's kind of your bag.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
I got cousins that I would never introduce you to, I'll say that.
Why, they bend over a lot? I'm Greek. No, I really can't say enough good things about Denver. It was a little bit of a head trip seeing legal weed being purchased. For like
that
two,
I've never done. That,
for
that
two
I've never,
seconds.
I take
like,
it back. I've seen it once in Australia.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you realize how pathetic and sad it is that it can't go on over the rest of the country.
What was it like? I mean, is it...
Well, we went to 3 different dispensaries in 2 days. And you just walk into a little room. If you remember the baseball card shack that used to exist down on 50.
I do.
One of them was almost like that. Just a... You kind of go into a little, typically I want to say they're no bigger than like 25 by 25, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like one room, and they just have these glass, just a glass showcase.
So it really is like a baseball card shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
With just the different strains, and they're like, well, here's our indica, and here's our sativa, and this is going to make you more tired, and this is going to make you more mentally active, and just all the bud was on a continuum. And then there was like the top shelf bud, and then the...
Do they have THC content listed, that type, or not that extreme?
Some do. Okay. Some do.
What was the highest that you saw?
I don't remember, but okay. I do remember reading THC content.
Okay. Because I think...
None were like all the way to the right with a little skull.
I think it's called Matanuska Thunderf.
I did not see that name too.
Well, no, you wouldn't, but that's been charted with the highest THC content possible. I think it's 33%.
Oh, wow.
So that's like the epic. I mean, I think getting up 25% is ridiculous.
But see, I wouldn't enjoy that. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, that's why I want to know, because my concern with them legalizing it now is that we're American, and Americans like things bigger and better. And so one of the biggest problems I've always noticed with stoner culture in America is, you know, people are just constantly trying to suck dry the most efficient way of getting stoned. And it's like, maybe, just maybe, you don't need to be that high, dude. Maybe you should go for that 8% and just roll a joint.
Well, I think what also is going to screw us as Americans with the legal weed, the edibles. Like,
that's, I heard, is the biggest thing that's blowing up out there.
My chick bought a couple chocolate bars that were just weed chocolate bars.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, in passing, they're like, hey, look, this thing is, I don't know, 80 micrograms or whatever, and a dose is supposed to be 10 micrograms. So, like, just take a bite and you'll be fine.
Right.
You don't think some fat slob isn't just going to unwrap this thing and shove it in their mouth? I took a bite off of this thing. Like, we had a heavy dinner because I was the one doing all the driving. I didn't touch anything till we were home for the night. I took a bite. And I'm like, oh, nothing's happened. 45 minutes later, I'm like, I am baked as F.
Yeah.
And I rolled over and went to sleep because I'm just old and crotchety and I don't really enjoy being high.
I don't like the edibles, man. Edibles are not, it's not, I worry about people eating too much of that. Yeah, that's a problem,
I'm
man.
Saying that was one bite, like a tasteful, this is what you should have had bite. If you had the whole thing, things could have gone south quickly. Like, I also, when we left, we had weed lozenges.
The joke I've heard is that at least you might enjoy the Rockies game.
No, man, I loved it out there. Seriously, I had any sort of employment.
But you didn't even go hiking, really,
I did.
You? Oh, did you? Okay,
I did.
Great.
The last day. We are like, well, we've been eating nothing but these amazing sandwiches all over town, which, by the way, I'll apologize to my girlfriend right now. I hadn't had meat really in months. And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm going to eat In-N-Out while I can. And whatever signature meat dishes we can find out here, I'm going to eat those while we can. I was bombing out the bathrooms so hard.
Did you have cravings for meat, like, before? So before you got to Colorado,
not
you were
so much before
it.
Like, but when I got to Vegas, I'm like, well, I really haven't been eating meat at all, but I'll be goddamned if I'm not having In-N-Out. And so I just started there, and then pretty much every meal after that was meat.
That's probably good prep for going to Denver, honestly, because I think you need the extra iron when you're up there, right? Because the elevation.
I probably didn't need the extra red meat fat inside me because I was already getting winded going upstairs and stuff like that. Thanks to the altitude or my gut. I don't know which.
I think it's important to have like red meat when you live at that elevation. I really do.
Oh, what I was doing to those bathrooms though, man. It was even I was grossed out smelling my own. And how often does that happen?
Unacceptable.
It was bad.
I don't even know.
And it was
you.
Like three a day. I don't know what the...
I hate when that happens, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was like I was catching up on a backlog.
Yeah.
Like I was getting to paperwork I hadn't done. Oh, it was miserable. And she had to put up with all of it. So, good for her. Good on her.
Hey, she got hers. She got hers, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She pretty much did not have the, you know, a second without that pipe in hand. I bought the, you know, I got the hotel room with the balcony. And let's just say that was used heavily. Even though I think that part is not the most legal public consumption, quote unquote.
That's not really public, man.
Not exactly. We still think that the last day we left her pipe out on the balcony and that the maid came in and did the room and actually put it back in her backpack. Because both of us were like, we left
whatever.
The pipe outside.
Whatever.
And we, it was not there.
Whatever.
I don't know. It was a bit of a trip. It was good. I cannot sing Denver's praises high enough. If you just want to enjoy like the hipster elements of a city without getting mugged after 2 a.m. walking home drunk, if you want to buy legal weed, if you want to get what, Voodoo Donuts was tight.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know enough about the area because you don't want to sell it too high for people who haven't.
No, I think what will happen if you lived in Denver, you get bored because that's what you have. You have Denver. There's no big cities around.
It's like also dry and disgusting when you drive east. It's a very dry place. I think that's the other thing you got to prepare people for. Yes, there's a moderate number of trees.
That was the one thing. Yeah,
moderate trees in the mountains.
If you go up the mountains, it's like a pine density you've never seen. It's insane. You drive past like old mining buildings and crap like that. It was a real trip, and we went to Echo Lake Park, and it looked very postcardy, very pastoral. I don't know. We did all the hits in like 2 days. How are you not going to love that? If you went to D.C. for 2 days and all you saw was museums and monuments, you'd be like, oh, what a culture center.
My big problem with Denver is the smog. If you drive into the city from several miles away, you can actually see this disgusting cloud over Denver proper.
Trapped by the mountains?
Do not like that. You can go to play. This is one of the reasons why Boulder is so popular. it's this like pocket of clean air. But so if you find the right suburb around Denver, life is pretty good because you're not just breathing in smog all the time. You actually have a quality mountain air lifestyle. And yeah, you have access because you're probably living up against the mountains to some pretty cool places to hike. So I'll give it all pluses on that side. The one thing you got to prepare people from the East Coast for, though, is the libertarian element that you were talking about, mm-hmm. where people are very anti-camera on their stoplights, right? You didn't see any of those?
None. Okay. None whatsoever. By the way, I don't think we had sound for this broadcast, so that's awesome.
Oh.
I mean, we recorded an episode. Don't get me wrong. Just the live didn't have any sound.
All right, well, so, you can merge them later.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get off my fat ass and do that, actually. Screw it.
But the last thing I was going to say about Denver, you have to forewarn people. The libertarian side that was like, hey, let's legalize it. No cameras on stoplights is the same like mentality that's like, yo, stay away from my guns. So it's perfect world where somebody's like, what could be so bad about living there? Yeah, exactly. It's just like, no, man, they're armed to the teeth. These hippies have guns, all right? They have guns.
Oh, man.
So you better be able to like be comfortable with that because you'll be surprised the number of chill people you meet who think you're just batty because you think people shouldn't be allowed to own firearms in our country. So I don't know. I've been hanging out a lot in D.C. lately. I do run into people like this, and it always surprises me. So... We grew up like in the shadow of the NRA headquarters, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Quite literally. I've had the wind sucked out of me thanks to that bad news.
Yeah. I just want to warn people, like, it's cool, but just you got to know what you're getting into. It's not exactly like the East Coast or the West.
Damn our shot audio. I thought we had something. I'll check the feed for the next one. Son of a bitch. All right, Howard, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. It was good to be back in the studio, my friend.
I've missed it too, actually. Oh my, can you really just start working? I want to play an outro song. God damn it. Sometimes computers can... Oh, well then. That was slightly timely. I'm John Papagiorgio. This was Papa's Basement. You want to get a hold of us for any reasons, inpapasbasement@gmail.com. I tweet at Papa's Basement, and I do Instagram under that handle as well. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. We host every episode we've ever done there. And if you do the iTunes or Stitcher thing, it's inpapasbasement.com/iTunes to subscribe and inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. We are going to come back and do another episode in a minute, a football episode, actually. So hang on. And until then, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.